Or what's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a suicide truck bombing that killed at least 70 people at a gas station south of Baghdad. Many of the victims of Thursday's attack were Iranian pilgrims who had taken part in a Shiite holiday in the Iraqi city of Karbala. Reports also say Iraqi security forces were on high alert for the duration of the pilgrimage, seen as a potential target of the Islamic State. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of the Syrian city of Aleppo, whose food stocks are depleted. Lisa Schlein has more.
The last food provided by the World Food Program was distributed to the trapped residents of eastern Aleppo days ago. Now nothing is left. Repeated requests by the United Nations to send aid convoys into the city have been refused by one or more of the warring parties. Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says there are hopeful signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. military says one of its soldiers was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosive device in northern Syria. U.S. Central Command did not immediately release the nature of the incident or the soldier's name. U.S. troops are part of a multinational coalition in the region to fight the Islamic State group. Eight Egyptian soldiers have been killed in a car bombing at a checkpoint in northern Sinai, and Egyptian officials say at least 12 troops were injured. Three militants also died in Thursday's attack. So far, no group has claimed responsibility in that attack. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.